Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 4, verses 14 through 22. The Reverend Peter Ill is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. As was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From time to time, people have a theme verse from the Bible for an event like a conference or a gathering or a school year. Some people I know pick a theme verse each year from the Bible to go through the year for them to focus on. And some people use a confirmation verse as their theme verse. That often comes into my life when it's time for a funeral, when that often becomes the text of their funeral sermon. But I have to admit, sometimes I hear about this idea of a theme verse, and I kind of shrug my shoulders and I say, yeah, that's not really me. That's not really something that I do. I'm not into it. But here comes Jesus into his hometown synagogue in Nazareth. And he was handed a scroll from the prophet Isaiah. We don't know much about the lectionary practices of the synagogue there in Nazareth, if they used the one-year Old Testament reading or the three-year Old Testament reading. But it seems like Jesus probably free-texted on rolling the scroll to the part that he wanted to read from and teach on that day. And so he read from Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2. And after reading the passage, he rolled up the scroll, and he simply told the people that that passage from Isaiah was fulfilled in their hearing that day in him. In other words, Isaiah 61, 1 and 2 was a theme verse, or an identity verse, or even better yet, an epiphany verse for Jesus as he was revealed there in the hearing of those people. It's as if Jesus said to them, "This is who I am, and this is what I have come to do." And Jesus takes these verses and he appropriates them for himself. Now, Isaiah scholars and your Old Testament commentary writers love to ask questions about Isaiah 61, 1 and 2, and some argue that the referent in that passage is the suffering servant that's mentioned throughout Isaiah 40 through the end of the book, and others will say that this is a reference to the Messiah. Some think that this passage from Isaiah 61 is significant because this passage is about the suffering servant who is also the Messiah. Jesus wades into these academic conversations of the commentary writers and says that it is about him. Him, he who is the suffering servant, he who is the Messiah. And when the people heard it, they marveled at his gracious words. But what about you? When you hear that Jesus took these words of Isaiah and declared that they were about him and that he himself fulfills them, do you marvel? Jesus identifies himself as the suffering servant, as the Messiah, as the one that God's upon whom God's Spirit has come, anointed as the Messiah and bringing the year of the Lord's favor. What is your response? As a baptized Christian filled with faith, you marvel. But honestly, your marveling isn't perfect. Neither is mine. Deep down, there is a part of you that hears Jesus' words and gets a little bit uncomfortable, not with the words, but because we see a world where the blind are still blind, where the oppressed are still oppressed, and where unbelief continues in this world. If Jesus has come to fulfill that prophecy from Isaiah, then why isn't it completely all the way fulfilled, not only in their hearing, but in our hearing right now today? Why is there still so much evil in the world and so much suffering even in Christ's church? Why does it look unfulfilled? Jesus is the Messiah, but it looks to us like he has not finished his messianic work. On the one hand, we believe and confess that Jesus is the Son of God, baptized and ruling over all things. And on the other hand, things aren't perfect yet. For the unbelieving world, they would like to say that this is proof that Jesus isn't the Messiah. But you are not an unbeliever. You take Jesus at his word. You also own up to the fact and even confess that your faith isn't perfect. When Jesus declares that he fulfills this prophecy, that is true. Honestly, if you marvel or not, doesn't make him any more or any less the Messiah, and anyone's lack of marveling doesn't keep him from being the Messiah. So what do you do when your marveling hasn't been perfect? You hear again the words of Jesus. You are the ones who have good news preached to you. Today, dear Christians, you are set free. Today, your eyes are opened and you are no longer blind. All of that is true today because Jesus is completely and totally the fulfillment of this prophecy. He has fulfilled this prophecy, not just in general, but for you. He forgives you for the times that you don't marvel, for the times when your faith is weak, for the times when your irritation and frustration with each other, even with him, bubbles over. He is the one who does not crush a bruised reed or extinguish a smoldering wick. Instead, he is the one who comes to fulfill these words. He has come to be your suffering servant. He has come to be your Messiah. Marvel, rejoice, believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.